Welcome to the I Wonder Doctor podcast with David Rosensweet, MD. I Wonder Doctor integrates traditional and complementary medicine with the goal of helping you to get well, to get healthy. It is designed to be done in real life, in real time, by real people, and seeks to inspire as many aha moments as possible.
Some people with anxiety and depression can benefit from elevating their depleted serotonin levels, which is a neurotransmitter that is in your brain. Now, you can't take serotonin directly, but you can take what it's made out of, which is 5-hydroxytryptophan. You also need some ancillary vitamins like vitamin C, vitamin B6, and minerals, zinc and magnesium. And if you're taking a decent multiple vitamin and mineral, which we all should be doing, you'll be able to get that job done. How much do you take? Well, start with 50 milligrams a day, which you should take 15 minutes before a meal or about 2 hours after, really on an empty stomach. And do that for a week or two. And if you can't notice a difference, go up to 100 milligrams a day. And after another 2 weeks, if you can't notice a difference, go up to 150 milligrams a day. In fact, you can go all the way up to 400 milligrams a day. In that case, I would divide the doses into 2 times a day or 3 times a day. And let's say that you arrive at 150 milligrams a day and you feel better. Still go up to 200 to see if you feel even better. And if you do, you're arriving at a good dose. And if you don't, back down to 150 milligrams a day. That would be your dose. Serotonin can have other benefits. For example, it increases the body's satisfaction with the amount of food you eat. Thus, you tend to eat less. So those of you who are overweight and wanting to lose weight, this can be a benefit. And it also increases the melatonin because melatonin is made out of serotonin, so those of you with sleep issues can benefit from 5-hydroxytryptophan. You know, not all of you with depression are going to be alleviated by 5-hydroxytryptophan, and yet there are some of you that this can make a major difference. It's a good one. Both alpha-lipoic acid and berberine have independently been shown to reduce insulin resistance and thus have a beneficial downward impact on hemoglobin A1C and a beneficial effect on diabetes and prediabetes. Because excessive weight gain so often has insulin resistance as part of the cause, it can also be an important part of weight loss strategies. You can start with 1 capsule twice a day, take it with meals. And monitoring your hemoglobin A1C, you can increase to 2 capsules twice a day. There are so many reasons to love vitamin B12. It's critical for the formation of red blood cells, for the functioning of the nervous system, for the health of blood vessels, for the synthesis of melatonin, and so much more. Ours is a methylcobalamin form of vitamin B12. That's my favorite. The cobalamin is the B12, and the methyl groups are useful in detoxification. Vegetarians simply must supplement vitamin B12. And the sublingual form is very important because B12 is one of the most complex molecules that we have to digest. And we all know that as we grow older, so many people have decline in their digestive powers. Vitamin B12 is so important. Most adults over the age of 40 have diminished digestion and could benefit by taking betaine hydrochloride with pepsin and digestive enzymes. And how much do you take? Well, if you have a large, rich meal and that has a lot of protein in it, you can take up to 4 or even 1 or 2 more. But as a beginner to taking betaine hydrochloride with pepsin, start with 1 capsule and assess your tummy. If you have a sensation there or a tummy burn, you're not quite ready for betaine hydrochloride, and we suggest you go visit our section and a Wonder Doctor on heartburn. But if you tolerate that 1 capsule, then the next rich meal, try 2. And if you tolerate 2, up to 3, and then 4, etc. And take betaine hydrochloride at the beginning of the meal, after the first couple bites. And then when you take betaine hydrochloride, also take digestive enzymes. Digestion, oh yeah. One of many tools to deal with glucose insulin irregularities is cinnamon extract, and interestingly enough, it also supports in cholesterol metabolism. CoQ10 plays a major role in energy production, and it's a premier antioxidant. It's of known supportive value for the heart and for the nervous system, and it will lower blood pressure in many people. You can take between 1 and 4 per day, and take them with a meal. You need the extra digestive power. Now, if you're about to take it with lowering your blood pressure, start with 1 a day and see what happens. And you can increase gradually over time to 2, 3, 4, and even 5 and 6. Monitor your blood pressure as you go. CoQ10 can be taken along with other nutritional supplements that can support the lowering of blood pressure, such as magnesium, vitamin D, and hawthorn. Just monitor your blood pressure. Likewise, you can take it along with blood pressure lowering medications. Just monitor your blood pressure. If you are taking statins, it is imperative that you take additional supplemental CoQ10. Statins are known to interfere with your body's ability to produce CoQ10. There's many substances that can assist people who have depression, and one of them is vitamin D3. How do we know that? Because there are several places in this planet where the sun doesn't shine very much, and they get something called seasonal affective disorder. And it's primarily because they're not producing enough vitamin D3. So you can take vitamin D3 by mouth. Terrific. And anyone can take 2,000 international units of vitamin D a day and benefit from it. As we start getting into the higher doses, because vitamin D is fat soluble, it can build up in the fat, and there can be excessive doses. So as we start to get higher doses, we want to be sure that you're getting blood tests, and we like to see those levels between 50 and 100, and you're going to need a health practitioner to evaluate that for you. Yet again, if you're having a diminished mood, you can take 2,000 international units of vitamin D. You're going to benefit from it. Take it with a meal because you want to have digestive power around to digest it. Vitamin D is going to help anybody anyway, and take it with meals because we want to have digestive power to get it into your body. Vitamin D3, my goodness, when that alleviates someone's depression, it's a simple miracle. Not going to work on everybody, but certainly worth a try. DGL, otherwise known as deglycyrrhizinated licorice root extract, difficult to say and almost impossible to spell, this is a derivative of licorice. Now, we remove the glycyrrhizin because glycyrrhizin can cause the stimulation of extra cortisol, and we don't need that. And what the deglycyrrhizinated licorice root extract does is it supports the healing of an inflamed esophagus, an inflamed stomach, both of which can cause heartburn, and even peptic ulcers. Now, you can take between 1/8 and 1/4 teaspoon of this powder direct or mixed with a little water. You can take it between meals. You can take it after a meal. You can take it at bedtime. Tastes pretty good. This is not a neutralizer of acid and the immediate consequences of acid burn. This is much more for the long-term healing of an inflamed lining. DGL. There's many ways to address depression, and one of the simplest ones is taking an essential fatty acid called EPA, eicosapentaenoic acid. It's a derivative of fish oil, and how do we know it works? Because it does. There are certain people with depression, if they take it, they feel better. It could be because 60% of the brain is made out of essential fats, or it could be because EPA and essential fats suppress inflammation. But the bottom line is, for some people with depression, it definitely helps, and they can feel it. We take rather substantial doses of it, and we take a purified EPA form of it. These capsules contain 660 milligrams. You can take up to 1, 2, or 3 a day. People have even taken more, and it's fine. And we want you to take it with a meal because we want you to have the digestive power to actually absorb it. One thing about fish oils is they come from fish, and it depends where those fish are swimming. So the best of companies test these essential fats to make sure there are no contaminants in it. How do you know if you take too much? Well, it increases bruising because it diminishes clotting, which we utilize for some people who have an increased propensity to clot. So if you start bruising, back it down one capsule. EPA, my goodness, when it helps with depression, it's so simple and it's so dramatic, and it helps you with and other things as well. EPA, love it. Fiber is very popular for very good reasons. We like our bowel movements to be daily, on time, and operational. And fiber can help reduce flatulence and has many other profound health benefits. Fiber comes from many different sources. We suggest that you stay away from psyllium and grains-based fibers. This fiber product has 9 different vegetable-sourced fibers. It's our favorite. Now, fiber helps you retain water in your stool, which is very beneficial for bowel movements. And for this reason, we suggest you drink a lot of water anyway, and when you're taking fiber, and you can take between 1 and 9 a day, spread out if you'd like, and with a meal or away from a meal. Fiber, so good. And I wonder, doctor, we have a lot to say about diabetes and insulin resistance, and this is one tool, our glucose metabolism support, that has 2 minerals, chromium and vanadium in it. It has 2 antioxidants, including additional alpha-lipoic acid. It has 2 herbal extracts, and these address the issues that occur in insulin problems, such as insulin resistance, excessive oxidation, and also the jamming of glucose molecules into proteins called glycosylation. A lot to do with insulin resistance, and it all matters.
A very big thanks to all the people it takes to produce these. And thanks to you for listening. Be sure to head on over to iwonderdoctor.com for all the rest that we have to offer.